after many years of trying to get the Veterans Administration to recognize that John Burroughs was injured in the line of duty in December of 1980 in responding to what initially was believed to be a downed aircraft in the Rendlesham Forest near the twin bases of Bentwaters and Woodbridge. The injury that he received was immediate to his heart, something he did not have when he went into the Air Force just a year or so before, that eventually would require open-heart surgery.
And the essence of that damage is what?
The damage was described as a shredded anterior mitral valve component of his heart. I was there in Tucson with John at the VA in late 2013 when he had his surgery. And I spoke to the cardiac surgeon who had performed that surgery. He said he didn't know what could have caused that damage.
We now know that there is a classified UK document known as Project Condyne that specifically ties people who were in Rendlesham Forest in the December 26th to 28th time period to exposure to UAP radiation, which is unidentified aerial phenomena radiation. Can you now explain to a general audience your understanding of what this UAP radiation is that can damage human bodies and minds?
Yes. In reference to the document that was formerly UK restricted, and I'm just going to quote it, the well-reported Rendlesham Forest / Bentwaters event is an example where it might be postulated that several observers were probably exposed to UAP radiation for longer than normal UAP sighting period. The unidentified aerial phenomenon, or in the United States referred to as unidentified flying objects, or anomalous vehicles. And when these craft are operating, they emit a certain electromagnetic field. And that field is known to cause injury. That is what is referenced in the UK document. What makes this incredible and groundbreaking is that in January of 2015, the Veterans Administration has finally, after many years, attempting to get them to acknowledge that John Burroughs was injured while in the Rendlesham Forest. Tying it together with the document from the UK, it was an unidentified aerial phenomenon or vehicle that caused the injury.
With your press release announcing that John Burroughs has officially received his disability coverage from the United States Veterans Administration and that it linked directly with his inquiry to get his medical records because of his heart problems, and that this, as you say, the U.S. government's de facto acknowledgement of the existence of UFOs through this medical coverage leads to the issue, why are his medical records still classified?
I think the reason that we believe they're still classified is because there's too much information in them. We don't know to what detail things may have been recorded in them. We don't know who all may have been involved in the construction of those records that might be linked to them. So I think keeping the records classified is still serving a purpose for whatever that may be. But obviously the door has been finally opened when it never has been before. There's always been denial after denial after denial. This time it's different. This time there's an actual ability to link up things that have happened, things that have been said from officialdom.
In your mind, as an attorney, what do you think now in February of 2015 is the distinction between disclosure versus the Veterans Administration seems to be a confirmation that bypasses disclosure?
Yes, confirmation. It does seem to be that. And I think the community has always known, the researchers and so forth, that just a straight-out disclosure, press conference with the White House, that sort of thing, was probably never going to happen because there were just too many bad things that would have to be dealt with if you did it that way. Number one, why have you lied to the people of the world for so long? Why have you done that? Now there are many, many questions to both countries and to find out what this means going forward.
John Burroughs is grateful for the full medical coverage benefits finally granted by the U.S. Veterans Administration to him in January 2015. Like his attorney, Pat Frasconia, John thinks the implication of the VA's action, based on his being injured in the line of duty in December 1980 while investigating mysterious lights in Rendlesham Forest near RAF Bentwaters Woodbridge, is confirmation that the UFO or UAP phenomena was and is real. Here now is John Burroughs.
By settling this case in full, the Department of Defense, because the VA is part of the Department of Defense as far as they have to go through the DOD to get this information and confirm it, it's confirmation. They confirmed that the UFO phenomenon is real. They confirmed that I and others have encountered it, and they've confirmed it had harmful effects on me and more than likely other people, you know, that were out there. And to me, confirmation trumps disclosure because Condyne confirms that this is what's going on in the world, that the governments of the world are aware of it. This report was highly classified. Some of it's been declassified, but a lot of it remains classified. The majority of the governments of the world are aware of it and are working on it. And what are they working on? The biggest part of it? It didn't say they were looking at it from a help the world standpoint as far as medical and all that other stuff. What they were looking at it for and what they're classifying, the part that's being classified is the weaponization part of it. It's taken over 3 decades. There's been denial. There's been disinformation. But finally, there's been a real breakthrough. And I think this is a victory for everybody, not just me, but something that a lot of people have fought hard for and continuing to fight for. And I think it's just something that confirms that this is really going on. You know, obviously it's not the smoking gun everybody's looking for, where you have some kind of bodies or you have some kind of craft, but you do have confirmation that the governments of the world are A, aware of it, and B, they're working on it. I think more people need to push the MOD a lot harder on Condyne itself and what they're still holding back and the documents that they denied having in the first place. Now, before Condyne, there was already, through FOIA, through the release of the British government, there was a document in there that the British MOD, DI 55, talked about where they were looking over whatever documents, which could possibly be the ones that have never been released that they claim they lost. But it was clearly in that document that they said we were exposed to above background radiation.
John, I have that document in my hand, and it was dated February 23rd, 1981, only about 1 month after your Rendlesham Forest encounters near RAF Bentwaters. And this is coming from the UK's DI 55. The sentence was that they are addressing the issue of background radioactivity at the site in Rendlesham Forest, and they, the DI 55, are saying, quote, "It seems significantly higher than the average background of about 0.015 millirentgens."
Right. They actually caught the phenomena right away. So they had already reviewed whatever they'd reviewed as far as whatever's been sent to them, and right away they were calling it a phenomena.
And that is in the beginning of this document. It
right.
says, "Unexplained lights, reference DI 55-108, 15-1, first paragraph, quote, "Like DI 55, DI 52, they do not know of any serious explanation for the phenomena described at the reference," close quote, which relates to unexplained lights in Rendlesham Forest, December 26 to 28, 1980.
Now, that was one of the documents that was submitted to the VA. The fact that there was a MOD document saying that we were exposed to above background radiation. Then, when you get into Condyne, which is a huge report, which has a lot in it, but it's one of the few things in the report, when you go through the report, and it's over 400 pages long, there's a spot in there where it goes, "The well-reported Rendlesham Forest Bentwaters event is an example where it might be postulated that several observers were probably exposed to UAP radiation for longer than normal UAP sighting periods."
What is your understanding today in February 2015 about what exactly unidentified aerial phenomena radiation is?
I'm not a scientist, but it's the type of radiation that if you go into the documents itself, they're actually working on. A lot of it's redacted in these documents. If you look at the reports, and a lot of it was classified secret or above. So if none of it's of defense significance, if none of it matters, why is some of it still redacted? A lot of it still redacted. Why was it all classified first as secret? The phenomenon itself, they talk about it on and off within Condyne, but there's no definitive answer of exactly what the phenomenon is other than it exists. It's clear. And then they go into what it's capable of doing and that there's high interest in it, even from a defense standpoint.